Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God loves you. He's already proven it. And when you say, but I don't feel it, would you have God do something else? That's just like a slap in the face of Jesus. Like, oh, Jesus, sending him to the earth isn't enough. I want a goosebump. I'd rather have a feeling. I want a little tingle up and down my spine. I want to have some prophecy, somebody say something to me. That's more important to me than Jesus coming to this earth. Brothers and sisters, I know that there's a lot of people who think I'm insensitive, and boy, you don't appreciate where people are. I'm saying that I'm more sensitive to what God has done than I am what my body feels and what things are. And in comparison, see, the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me just share this with you quickly. By faith, quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, our light affliction, verse 17, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are eternal, but the things which are not seen are, the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. He says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And some people think, well, see, Paul just didn't have my problems. Oh, I've got such a heavy burden. You know, nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows my sorrow. We write songs about it that glorify and talk about how terrible everything is, completely contrary to what the Scripture says. And people say, well, Paul just didn't have my problems. If he'd had my problems, he'd have never said our light affliction. If you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you can read a list of his light afflictions. Being shipwrecked, beaten with rods, beaten with whips, being stoned and left for dead, being a night and a day in the deep, and just on and on. And all of the problems, the care of the churches, the rejection, the ridicule, being branded as a heretic and of the devil, and on and on. Paul had more problems than you and I have ever thought about having, and yet Paul said it's just a light affliction. Now, if Paul, who had greater problems than you have, could call his problems a light affliction, then how do you get off talking about how heavy your burden is? It's not because your problems are that heavy. It's because you're so weak. And I'm not saying that in a condemning way. I'm saying it to show that you just haven't appropriated the love of God. You haven't let the Holy Spirit shed forth the love of God in your heart. Once you understand how much God loves you, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if everybody thinks you're just the most wonderful person. I don't think that you'll ever get to a place where you enjoy rejection. God made us for acceptance, and something's wrong with you if you enjoy rejection. I'm not saying that. But you should reach a place to where God's love is so satisfying that it doesn't matter if everybody else doesn't recognize you. If nobody recognizes how important you are and whether you are the best person and whether your husband or your wife ever gives you the recognition that you need. You are so satisfied with God's acceptance that it just really doesn't matter. You don't have to be a person that's always so needy that you're always having to be affirmed. You're always having to have affirmation because you've already got your affirmation from the Lord. That's better. I'm preaching better than you're listening. That was really good. That was excellent. And you know what? There's a lot of people that just don't understand this. Paul said it's just a light affliction. Because for one thing, it's just for a moment. I mean, you're only going to live 70 or 80 or 90 years. That's nothing compared to eternity. You know, if from that wall to this wall was eternity, did you know your life would be less than the width of my finger? It's nothing. It's no big deal. If you never saw things work out in this life, you're going to spend eternity in the presence of God, healed and whole and rejoicing and under the blessings of God. You got nothing to gripe about.
Oh, but I've been believing for my reprobate husband to be born again for 20 years.
Well, no big deal. No big deal. It's just for a moment. It's just a light affliction. It's just a little thing.
Some of you say, but if I'm going through a divorce, I gave you that example of this woman. When we put things in the light of eternity, your marriage isn't that big of a deal.
If nothing else, you ought to look at it this way. You ought to take that scripture that says, thank you, Jesus, in heaven they don't marry nor are given in marriage. Thank you that this is temporary. Thank you that this is only temporary. Thank you that I'm not going to have to deal with marriage problems throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Or you can take the scripture where it says that I've graven you on the palms of my hand. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you ought to say, Father, you know, I'm not the perfect mate. And whether they were right or wrong, I probably didn't deserve everything. But you know what? I'm not the perfect mate. But thank you that you'll never divorce me. Thank you that you'll never leave me. Thank you that you don't give me what I deserve. And you could praise God for His faithfulness when the other person has been unfaithful. And I know some of you are saying, you can't live this way. Well, don't wake me up, because this is how I'm living. I'm telling you, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. And because of it, I don't enjoy problems. I'm not saying that I'm immune to them. My own children one time heard me talk about how I felt, but that I didn't go by how I felt, and I went by what I believed. And he came and says, I never knew you ever felt that way. I thought you were always just happy and blessed. Well, I always choose to be that way, but I have the same feelings as anybody else. I could be depressed and discouraged and bitter and fearful as anybody else, but I just choose to think on things that are above, things that are honest and pure and lovely. I can control what I think, and therefore I can control how I feel. It's up to you.
I have people tell me all the time, I'm depressed, I have depression, would you please pray for me? And I tell them, I say, there's nothing wrong with your emotions. They work perfectly. They say, oh no, you don't understand, I'm depressed, I'm manic depressive. I said, no, your emotions are perfect. It's your focus that's wrong.
If you think on how depressing everything is, and if you look at every rotten thing that happens in your life, something would be wrong with you if you weren't depressed. Your emotions follow what you think on. And I remember this one person, I said, let me tell you how you think. When you wake up in the morning, here's what you think about. Oh God, I've got to get up. Oh God, it was bad yesterday, it's going to be worse today. Oh, and you start thinking negatively about what can go wrong today, and you start anticipating things to go wrong. Before you get out of bed and even have a pain, you anticipate that you're going to hurt. You start thinking about, I know it's going to hurt when I get out of bed. And you start thinking of it. And they said, it's true. How did you know that? And I said, because I can see the fruit. So I know what the root is. If you're depressed, you've been thinking on depressing things. You've been thinking on bad things that have happened to you.
Well, I want these bad things to go and my feelings to change. You can't stop all bad things from happening. We live in a corrupted world.
If you never bump into the devil, it's because you're both headed the same direction. You will run into the devil. You will have people that will get on your case. And Satan has more than enough people around to say something bad and to push your hot buttons. There's going to be problems. You can't stop problems, but you know what you can do? You can get so full of the love of God that if they're shooting mortars at you and if they're trying to kill you, you're just thinking about, oh, Jesus, today could be the day that I meet you.
You can be praying for the people that are trying to kill you, saying, well, God, if they kill me, I know where I'm going. But, oh, what about them? Oh, God, touch them. Oh, Lord.
You know what? I've lived it. Don't tell me you can't do it. I know some of you think I'm weird, but I think you're weird. I think that this is the way Paul was. It's just a light affliction. I've been stoned and left for dead. I don't know if Paul was really dead or not, but the people who tried to kill him thought he was dead. He was so close to it. He passed for being dead and got up and walked 20 miles into the next town. You know what? He could have had a sore back. He could have had an eyesight problem. He could have been hurting after being stoned to death. And he says, it's just a light affliction. Paul was in prison so many times that when he went into a town, instead of going to check into the Marriott, he'd stop by the prison and he says, save me a spot. I'll be there before this is over with. Amen. I'm coming. He'd stop in at the local jail and make a reservation. He was there all of the time. And when he was beaten and his back was hurting and he put his hands and his feet in a stock so that he couldn't even salve his back and ease the pain, he was in a dungeon and it was totally dark. There was no light. And at midnight, he was singing and praising God. And here's a novel thought. He wasn't singing because he thought this might get him released and the God would send an earthquake and somehow or another praise would stop the devil. See, there's some people who've heard about the power of praise and they will praise God through gritted teeth, not because they really love God, but because they're doing it for a weapon against the devil. But you know what? Paul and Silas were singing and praising God and the Lord got to patting his foot and an earthquake came and it opened up all the prison doors and the stocks opened up and their chains fell off. And here's the amazing thing. When God set them free, they didn't leave. They weren't praising God so that they could get out of a bind. They were actually praising God because they loved him and their backs were hurting and they were in prison, possibly going to be killed, feet and hands in the stock. And they were still so in love with God that they were praising him, not to get something, but just praising him because they loved God so much. That's rare as hen's teeth. There's not very many people that will sit there and just praise God when everything's going bad. And somebody said, well, why should I praise God when everything's going bad? Not because things are going bad, but because of what God's done for you and how much he loves you and what is happening to you is nothing compared to all of the good things that God has already done for you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. And I tell you, we have one of the most powerful websites of anything I've ever seen. I get comments about how user-friendly it is. I have hundreds of my teaching available for free downloads. And there's literally been people's lives saved by having all of this teaching material available to them free of charge. We have our living commentary there. I have about, I think it's 8 years are more of our television programs that you can view right there on the website. We have about 10 or 11 years worth of my radio programs there. It's just a wealth of information, so please join us at awmi.net.